This has been bounced around for a better part of a year now. And what this bill does and what it doesn't do is it just extends the amount of time that the General Assembly, that we will have to review Pennsylvania's compliance plan for this federal clean power plan. In February this year, as the chairman just insinuated, U.S. Supreme Court put a hold on the clean power plan, which will likely push back the September 2016 deadline for states to file their implementation plans. As a result, Senate Bill 1195 is necessary to ensure that going forward, the General Assembly has a voice in this process. Despite the court's stay, Governor Wolf appears to be pressing forward with plans to comply with the Clean Power Plan without legislative review. It's imperative we tackle this issue with the care and thoroughness necessary to protect the jobs and livelihoods of thousands of coal and electric generation workers across this state. Under the bill, the review and approval of the plan is extended from 100 to 180 days before submission to the EPA. The Clean Power Plan proposes rules to limit carbon emissions from existing power plants, calling for a 25% reduction of greenhouse gas pollution by 2030. These impending federal regulations, if not modified by the state plan, will be and have a devastating impact on all the energy-related jobs across this country, and also be devastating to my region, the number of employees, and whether it's in the generation business or the mining business, has obviously been stepped upon by this Obama administration. It has been relentless and has crippled an industry, a crippled an economy, has caused for a layoff of over 2,900 jobs in my district in the last 9 to 11 months. And all I'm asking for is an extension to allow them to attempt to comply or overturn these EPA regs.